Phase transformation in materials. Phase transformation in materials is a fundamental concept in material science that describes the change in the structure of a material which results in different physical properties. This phenomenon is crucial for understanding how materials behave under various conditions and is pivotal in designing materials with specific characteristics. To provide a thorough explanation, we need to explore the types of phase transformations, the mechanisms behind them, and their implications on material properties. Types of phase transformations. Solid-solid transformations. Solid-solid phase transformations occur when a material changes its structure without melting. A common example is the transformation of steel. Steel, an alloy of iron, can undergo different phase changes, such as the transformation from ferrite to austenite upon heating. This transformation affects the steel's hardness and strength. Other examples include the martensitic transformation in steel and the changes in crystal structure in ceramics. Solid-liquid transformations. This transformation involves the melting of a solid to form a liquid. An example is the melting of ice into water. The melting point is a temperature at which the solid and liquid phases coexist in equilibrium. The properties of the liquid phase are significantly different from those of the solid phase, such as density and viscosity. Solid gas transformations. In this case, a solid directly transforms into a gas without passing through the liquid phase. This process is known as sublimation. For instance, dry ice, solid carbon dioxide, sublimates at room temperature. This phase change is utilized in applications requiring rapid cooling or in processes where a solid needs to be converted to a gas for industrial use. Liquid gas transformations. This involves the boiling or evaporation of a liquid to form a gas. Boiling occurs at a specific temperature and pressure, while evaporation can occur at temperatures below the boiling point. Water boiling into steam is a common example. This transformation is critical in many industrial processes, including distillation and various cooling applications. Mechanisms of phase transformation. Phase transformations are governed by changes in temperature, pressure, and composition. The mechanisms driving these changes include nucleation. Nucleation is the initial step in a phase transformation where a small cluster of atoms or molecules forms a new phase. This cluster or nucleus acts as a template for the growth of the new phase. There are two types of nucleation. They include homogeneous nucleation. This occurs spontaneously in the bulk of the material without any preferential sites. It occurs It requires overcoming a significant energy barrier because the new phase must form uniformly throughout the material. Heterogeneous nucleation. This occurs at interfaces or surfaces, such as grain boundaries or impurities, which lower the energy barrier for nucleation. This type is more common as it is energetically favorable. Growth. Once nucleation has occurred, the new phase grows by adding more atoms or molecules to the nucleus. The growth rate can be influenced by temperature, pressure, and the nature of the material. For instance, in the case of crystal growth, the rate depends on how quickly atoms can diffuse to the growing surface. Transformation kinetics. The rate phase transformation is crucial in determining the final properties of the material. The kinetics are influenced by factors such as temperature, pressure, and the presence of catalysts or inhibitors. For example, in the case of tempering steel, the rate of cooling affects the resulting microstructure and consequently the material's hardness and strength. Thermodynamics of phase transformation. Thermodynamic principles underpin phase transformations. Key concepts include free energy. Phase transformations are driven by changes in free energy, specifically Gibbs free energy. The phase with a lower Gibbs free energy is thermodynamically stable. For a transformation to occur, the Gibbs free energy of the new phase must be lower than that of the original phase under the given conditions. Phase diagrams. Phase diagrams are graphical representations showing the stability of phases as a function of temperature and composition. They provide crucial information on the conditions under which different phases are stable and how they coexist. For example, the iron-carbon phase diagram illustrates the phases present in steel as a function of temperature and carbon content, which is essential for understanding steel heat treatment processes. Implications of phase transformation. Material properties. Phase transformations significantly impact the properties of materials. For example, the transformation of graphite to diamond results in a material with vastly different hardness and electrical conductivity. In steel, transformations between ferrite, austenite, and martensite affect hardness, toughness, and ductility. Understanding these transformations allows engineers to tailor materials for specific applications, such as high-strength steel for construction or toughened ceramics for cutting tools. Applications. Knowledge of phase transformations is critical in various industries. In metallurgy, controlling phase transformations through heat treatment processes such as annealing, quenching, and tempering is essential for optimizing material properties. In semiconductor manufacturing, phase changes are used to create thin films and coatings with desired electrical properties. In geology and material science, understanding phase transformations helps in the synthesis of new materials and in predicting the behavior of natural materials under different conditions. Technological innovations. Advances in material science often involve exploring new phase transformations or controlling existing ones to develop innovative materials. For instance, research into shape memory alloys exploits phase transformations to create materials that change shape in response to temperature changes. Similarly, advances in high-temperature superconductors and energy storage technologies often involve complex phase transformations. In conclusion, phase transformations in materials are a complex and multifaceted phenomenon that encompasses changes in structure and properties under varying conditions. Understanding these transformations is essential for designing and utilizing materials effectively across a range of applications, from everyday products to advanced technologies.